For the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we would like to wish all our listeners and their families a very happy new year and a healthy one. But more importantly, we want to wish all the members of the body of Christ a very prosperous and productive year to God's glory. Now, if you're not a Christian, if you're not a member of the body of Christ, what better way to end this year of 2024 than obeying the precious gospel of Christ, to put on Christ in the watery grave of baptism, Galatians 3:27. And we stand ready to assist anyone in studying further the Word of God and seeing what the Bible says we must do to become a child of God, a Christian, a member of the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. Now, this morning, we want to ask the question, what is truth? As last Lord's Day, we were studying Jesus prayed for us, that is, Christians, when death was only a few hours away, and that was in John chapter 17. And this was the Lord's Prayer that he was praying for not only himself and his apostles, but all of us who would obey the gospel in submitting to the inspired Word of God. Now, this lesson should go right along with that study last week, because, of course, in order to have true biblical unity, we have to follow the one true standard. And so this morning we're going to study from John chapter 18, verses 31 through 38 as our text. We'll look at this passage in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. Are we striving to do that every day? Well, remember the initials PFE, and that will help us to keep this in mind as it's a daily walk as a Christian, as a member of the body of Christ. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street here in Martinsville. As yes, we study God's precious Word in our Bible classes, and then as we come together to worship God in the assembly, we strive to do so in spirit and in truth, in accordance to John 4:24, and that would be with a proper attitude in spirit, but also in accordance to the New Testament pattern in truth. And I can assure you, you will be welcomed. Now, something else we want to mention. If you would like to have a Bible study, please contact us. We'll set that up at your convenience. Sit down together with God's Word. And if you have Bible questions, comments, positive or negative, you can send those to us. Again, the address, 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. And check out our website, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. You'll find our bulletins and our radio sermons going back a number of years. Now, let's get to our study this morning as we ask the question, and we'll see this in our text, what is truth? And so, starting with verse 31 of John 18, let's notice together, then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law. Well, this is, of course, the Jews he's referring to. As you see in the next sentence, the Jews, therefore, said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. So, of course, the death of Christ was prophesied. Jesus said he must be raised up. He knew that he would be nailed to the cruel cross of Calvary for the remission of our sins, for the remission of sins of the world, if one would submit to the gospel, accept God's grace. So this is, you see, Jesus brought before Pilate as they wanted him put to death. That's obvious, isn't it? Now let's pick back up with verse 33 in John 18. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Well, notice verse 35. As Jesus answered, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? So he asked another question. Well, the answer was no. Thy own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Here's another question. Well, notice verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. So you see the questions that Pilate asked Jesus. Well, Jesus didn't have the appearance of an earthly king, obviously. And notice verse 36, as we skipped over a moment ago. Jesus answered, My kingdom, notice that, my kingdom is not of this world. If only the premillennialist would accept what Jesus said. If my kingdom were of this world, then things would be different. Then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. You see, I added things would be different, yes, than what they are now. Jesus wouldn't be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. So the kingdom of God, the church that Jesus promised to build, is a spiritual kingdom, not a physical kingdom. And we need to understand that, because so many do not understand it, that hold the premillennial views that Jesus is going to come again and set up a physical kingdom and reign for 1,000 years. That can't be, because Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. That should settle it right there. But now notice, Jesus is the king of the spiritual kingdom of God, the church of Christ, right now. Now, as he's speaking to Pilate, the church has not begun. It's still future, but it's soon to be built. Acts chapter 2. But right now, you can see Jesus Christ is the head of the body, which is his body, the true church. Look at Ephesians 1, 20 through 23. Makes it clear, doesn't it? And Jesus is on the throne right now in heaven. Hebrews 8, 1. And Jesus has all authority because he's on the throne. Look at 1 Peter 3, 22. Study these passages. But now, getting back to our question, what is truth? You see, as we go down to verse 38, as Jesus had said, I should bear witness unto the truth. That's right. Jesus speaks the truth. He teaches the truth. He is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We all are to know that, John 14:6. Well, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Are we hearing the voice of Christ through his teaching? He's not here in the flesh. We're not seeing him physically, but we can still hear his voice through his doctrine. Yes, the doctrine of Christ. That's how we hear the voice of the Lord. Yes, and we need to be good, not only hearers, but doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves, James 1:22 reveals. But getting back to verse 38, Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Well, why didn't you release him then? You had the authority to do so as the governor. Well, he was weak and gave in to the Jews, as we know. But the question he asked, he did not expect an answer. Because when he had said this, he went out. He didn't stay for an answer, no. He didn't think there was anything such as truth. In other words, for him, it was relative, not absolute. You see, many people today believe just like Pilate. What is truth? For them, there's no answer. It's whatever you want it to be. If there's no absolute truth, then does it matter what we do? Well, no. If there's no truth, there's no standard to live by, and you decide your own truth. That's why we have abortion being pushed, promoted, transgenderism, change your gender. Because people aren't staying with what? The truth. They don't see it that way. And you could just go on and on about all the sorry immoralities that are promoted in our society today, as if it's normal. Homosexuality. It's sinful. We love the person, want to see them get out of sin, not stay in it. So therefore, we need to stay with the truth, with the Word of God. And so this is what we're looking at today, the question, what is truth? We'll start with what truth is not. Truth is not man's philosophies. Oh, no. It's not man's religious traditions, nor his opinions of life's most important questions. As you go to Colossians 2:8, we should be knowledgeable of this verse. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Do we want to stay with Christ, or are we going to be misled and not heed this warning? Well, let's realize that Jeremiah, the prophet of old, he declared this in Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. I hope we all agree with Jeremiah. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And that's the truth. We can't direct our steps. If we don't turn to God and get direction for our life, we're going to fail miserably, and we're going to come up short on the day of judgment and be cast into the lake of fire. That's right. This is the seriousness of what we're talking about. Truth is not subjective or relative, as Pilate must have thought. And this is something to think about. Anyone who states that you cannot know anything absolutely, what have they done? Well, they've contradicted themselves, because they're making a statement as if they know this. And that's knowing something. So when they say you cannot know anything absolutely. How do they know that? You see how ridiculous that is? So why should anyone listen to someone who claims that they cannot know anything for certainty? And yet some professors make these kind of statements. And all one needs to do is ask them, how do you know that? And see what they say. Well, let's go on. Progressive revelation. This is a current view which advocates that truth can change depending on various circumstances and the different cultures throughout the world. Well, what if you were living in a culture where they threw their children into the fire, sacrificing them to some false idol that doesn't even exist except in their minds? We're going to go along with culture? The old culture argument? You want to be a wife of someone who has five other wives? You're number six? Because that's in the culture? I don't think so. You see, this is what some folks are advocating, and it's nothing but an old false philosophy in a new robe, calling it progressive revelation. We better stay with God's revelation. That's right. The postmodern mindset has brought into this false view that no moral system is any better than any other. No belief system has any more truth than any other. Well, what are the fruits of this ungodly worldly view? As we talked about, sexual perversions, suicide. How many young people take their life now? Don't see any point to life. Euthanasia. You see, all these things come about from this type of ungodly worldly view. Corruption being justified. Agnostic philosophy on the rise. The number of those claiming to be atheists in our country has increased. It's not decreasing, sad to say. And look at the denominations that believe that contradicting doctrines are acceptable to God. Well, they're actually advocating agnostic philosophy, saying you can't really know. If you believe the exact opposite of what some other religious person believes, that can't be right. But if you think it is, then you're accepting agnostic philosophy without realizing it. Yes, you're denying that one can know the truth. So what is truth? We need to talk about that now. We've seen what truth is not. And what truth is what God has revealed to man. Look at the prayer that we studied last Lord's Day. Again, John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. It's just that plain. No one should miss that. Thy word is truth. So we've answered the question. And when someone says what is truth and doesn't expect an answer, they're denying the word of God as the truth. Truth is God in the flesh, as we talked about a moment ago when Jesus said unto him, that is Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And truth is given by the Holy Spirit. John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So truth is absolute and objective, not subjective, no, objective. Truth is not changed by conclusions falsely drawn, nor is it determined by emotions. They can be very strong, but they can be wrong. Remember how Jacob mourned over the death of Joseph? He just knew he was dead, but he wasn't. No, and you can see a number of examples in the scriptures showing this. Truth is not determined by emotion. Colossians 1:5, for the hope for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Yes, the truth of the gospel. And 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing, yes, that's right, the word of truth. Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. We could just go on and on, couldn't we? The word of God is certainly the truth. And only by knowing and obeying the truth can we be freed from sin. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, this is John 8:31-32, if, that little word, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So to reject the truth is to reject Christ. The only way to the Father in heaven is through Christ. And only by knowing the truth are we able to discern good and evil. Hebrews 5:14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Can we discern good and evil? Not if we don't know God's word, we can't. Philippians 1:9-10, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere without offense to the day of Christ. Can we approve things that are excellent? Not if we don't have the knowledge of the truth. One might have knowledge of programming computers, split atoms, do open heart surgery, but what will that mean on the day of judgment if he did not know the truth? You see the point? All of us should. Truth is indestructible. We need to talk about this. Jesus said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and an earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. 1 Peter 1:23-25, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Well, Peter quoted Isaiah 48, didn't he? You know, enemies of the truth have attacked the word of God down through the years, but the Bible continues to endure like that anvil does against so many blows of many hammers that wear out. Now, King Jehoiakim in Jeremiah 36:22-23, he took his penknife, cut scrolls of the Old Testament, threw them in the fire. We'll study that chapter and see what happened. And 303 A.D., Diocletian ordered all copies of sacred scripture destroyed. 20 years later, another Roman emperor, Constantine, was seeking to put the New Testament in all the churches in the empire. Brother B.C. Goodpasture stated this many years ago. Well, that came from historians. But now let's ask this question with the time remaining. Why is the truth so often rejected? Christ preached the truth. He was put to death by religious people. Acts 2:36. Let all the house of Israel know. Assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. The truth was preached by Christ. He condemned the religious error and sin among the people. Today, those who claim to love Jesus, would they give up their false religious practices? If he came in the flesh and preached the same doctrine, which is in the scriptures, we can see it for ourselves, will they not also reject Jesus in the flesh? Preachers and teachers that omit the truth because of public opinion are men pleasers. They're not God pleasers. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Galatians 1:10. Well, those who prefer their own way of thinking in religion are really saying the same thing that old Pharaoh of Egypt said long ago, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Well, he certainly found out who the Lord was, didn't he? Exodus 5:2. The law of Christ will be the standard by which all of us will be judged. We certainly need to point this out. Yes, Christ will be our judge and will judge us by his law, the truth. Look at John 12:48. "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Acts 17:30-31. Notice, "He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." I just read the last part there. So those who live by a church manual, a prayer book, or anything other than the law of Christ may wish to be judged by those things, but they will not. You need to study Matthew 7:21-27, as we don't have time to do that. But no one will receive God's mercy and forgiveness by following rules of religion which pleases oneself instead of God's law, following the law of Christ. Creeds and the traditions of men are condemned by God's word, as you see in Matthew 15:8-9. Notice what Jesus said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Luke 6:46. "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14:15. We can know God. We can know what God expects of us from his holy word, which is the truth. Have we heard the truth, learned the truth, and obeyed the truth? What is our attitude towards truth? What will we hear on the day of judgment? We stand ready to assist you in obeying the gospel of Christ, hearing the truth. That's how our faith comes, the word of God. We need to believe that Jesus is the Christ, repent of our sins, make a change of wills, make the good confession unto salvation. And then we're ready to be baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins. That's forgiveness. And then the Lord will add us to his body, the true church, where we need to remain faithful, continuing in the truth, staying faithful no matter what happens, even unto death. We'll receive the crown of life. If you need to respond to the Lord's invitation, please let us know, and we'll study further and assist you in doing what is right, obeying the gospel of Christ. That is the truth. And we thank you so much for listening today.